It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Myrtle with KRWG News. Texas is expecting unprecedented turnout for the November election. That's good news. The bad news, county clerks are worried they won't have enough poll workers. Roz Brown has more from the Texas News Service.
A record number of Texans are registered to vote in the November election, but the state needs more poll workers if everyone is going to safely cast their ballots on Election Day. Many older retirees who normally volunteer to staff polling places will take a break this year out of health concerns due to the pandemic. Tina Tran with AARP Texas says some counties with too few workers close polling places during the July primary runoffs, and even if they don't close, she says a shortage of helping hands could mean longer lines on November 3rd.
We want to sound the alarm and make sure that anybody who has the time, has the ability, and is so inclined knows how they can become a poll worker.
You must be 18 years old to be an election worker and registered to vote in the county where you volunteer. The only exception is for teenagers participating in the Student Election Clerk Program, a program that allows high schoolers who are 16 or older to help with elections. In Texas, bilingual election clerks also are needed to serve as translators for voters who need assistance. Duties performed by poll workers can include setting up equipment, putting signage in place, and making sure new voters know how to use the voting machines. Tran says in 2020, volunteers will also help keep in-person voting accessible and safe.
You do things like ensure that people are socially distancing, that they have the PPE that they need to vote, they're checking identification, and just making sure that they walk voters through the process.
Tran is walking the talk and already has signed up through the initiative Power the Polls to help out on November 3rd.
It's very easy. You fill out a short form and you'll get an application from your local election official.
Tran says if you're not a good fit, encourage friends and family or people in your network to consider volunteering. If you're interested, learn more online at powerthepolls.org/AARP. AARP is collaborating with the Association of Young Americans and the New Leaders Council to encourage more volunteer participation on Election Day. For Texas News Service, I'm Roz Brown.
Lots of people are making predictions about the presidential election, including commentator Walt Rubel.
I've been writing this column in my head ever since election night in 2016. I decided that night to stay focused on local issues and not allow myself to get outraged every time the president says or does something outrageous. But I also decided that when the time was right, just before the start of early voting, I would craft a column that was so persuasive it would convince undecided voters of the need to make a change. Early voting starts Tuesday, October 6th, but I'm not sure there are any undecided voters left. All along, I expected that the main purpose of this column would be to drive home the importance of this year's election. Now, it turns out that just the opposite is true. I've never been very good at election year predictions, but here are two for this year that I feel pretty certain about. 1. If Trump is reelected, our democracy will survive. All those people talking about this being an existential election need to take a breath. My faith in that has nothing to do with the president. The so-called deep state that has so frustrated him and his supporters is, in fact, a set of standards and values that have been established during the last 2+ centuries and are enforced each day by tens of thousands of federal workers who are loyal to their agency and its mission, not the person who temporarily occupies the office of president. And 2, if Trump loses, he will step down. He'll claim until his final breath that he got cheated. His lawyers will file appeals. His supporters will look for ways to get state legislatures to overturn the will of the voters. But none of that will work. And in the end, Trump doesn't want to go down in history as the first president to be forcibly removed from office. I had 2 hopes for our country when Trump took office. The first was that he wouldn't start a war. The second was that he wouldn't face a crisis beyond those that he creates for himself every day. Every country in the world faced the same crisis when the coronavirus began to spread at the start of the year. None have mishandled it as badly as we have. Every large group of friends or coworkers has at least one person who loves to stir the pot. He or she knows exactly what to say to get one group fighting with another, then just sits back and enjoys the show. That seems to be the one singular talent of our current president, and it served him well. First, as a successful reality TV host, then as a successful candidate. But those skills don't translate well to the Oval Office, especially at a time when we need a leader who can unify the country behind a science-based plan to save lives. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
While Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.